You're listening to Unity Talks with Apostle Pharaoh, only on LA Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Unity Talks on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Apostle Pharaoh. If you have any inquiries, if you have any topics, you can email us at unitytalks1@gmail.com. Again, is unitytalk@gmail.com. You can email us your topics. You can email. And if you want to be on the show, we would love to have you with a topic that you want to talk about. This show is about dealing with life issues. Dealing with life issues with biblical or from biblical principles. So on this show, what we're going to do, we're going to pick back up with obstacles. You remember last week we was talking about understanding obstacles, and one point about obstacle is when we can perceive things or create obstacles in our own head. So it's us that created the obstacle, and we made it an obstacle, and 9 times out of 10, it ain't always what somebody has done, or it could be what somebody has done. So today we're going to deal with obstacles, part two. And on this show, we're going to deal with understand the obstacles, but we're going to deal with the placing obstacles. Now, we're going to deal with people that actually place obstacles in your life, that actually come and cause a problem in your life. No longer, because we understand that last week, that we can create or we can allow people into our headspace or into our life to cause us to react a certain way with the obstacles that come our way. And just a quick recap. The meaning of obstacles is a thing that blocks one's way or prevents or hinder progress. So you got to understand, you as a person, if you do see an obstacle, you deal with it by making ways or making different ideas how to conquer that obstacle. Don't run away from it, but you face it head on. And sometimes it's just a matter of changing direction. Your direction has to change. And many times it ain't your physical direction, but it's your mental direction. One verse says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so his is he. Now that word heart, many of us are talking about what's in our chest. But the heart is the mind, because it's what gives life to the mind. You can have a heart problem and get a heart replaced. But if your mind or if your brain, your brain is dead, then you don't have life. You're dead now because there's no functioning to your brain, because the brain sends signals to everything in the body. So basically the brain is the power source. And if the power source dies and don't have no more power, then what you're working with is good for nothing. So we're dealing with obstacles. An obstacle is a thing that blocks one's way. Understand that. An obstacle is something that blocks one's way or blocks someone's way. And if you're a person that loves to get in the way of people, then you need to go check yourself, because many times you're hurting who you say you love. Because you got to understand, some of the most people that put obstacles or stumbling blocks in your way, because a stumbling block is an offense, means you get offended by what somebody have said or done. And if you are a person that loves to be offensive and create havoc for everybody else in their life, then we have to tell you that you are the obstacle, not what necessarily what you're doing, but you are the problem. And because you're a problem to the next person, you got to learn how to stop treating people any kind of way. Stop trying to block people from their destination. And we're going to dig deep in this. Because some people deal with jealousy, some people deal with anger, some people deal with envy, some people deal with just not liking you or trying to create problems with you out of nowhere when you haven't said or done nothing to them, just your presence became the problem. And if you got people in your life like that, that's always negative, that's always gossiping, that's always talking about the next person or talking about that person, that's the type of person now you got to understand it's okay to avoid. Because everybody that cannot be in your life, I mean, that doesn't mean you stop praying for them. It just means that you actually learn how to deal with them according to knowledge. Learn how to deal with them according to wisdom. Because many times we deal with people according to our action or reaction of how we get angry. And I learned something the other day that God showed me. I was in a closed away on Monday. After I get done preaching on a Sunday, I normally rest on Monday. So he began to show me that what goes into a man doesn't defile him. It's what comes out of your mouth. It's what you let come out of you is what defile you. You don't know how a person feeling in their body until they go let out what's inside of them. Many times our mouths, the mouths of people on you, is causing things to happen in your life because you start thinking the way they move, or you start thinking the way they're speaking. And when you start moving and thinking the way they're thinking, you create an atmosphere that you're going to start losing until you learn how to let people be people. And if you are a person that's causing stumbling blocks to your brother, and watch what the Bible tells us. Romans 14, 13 says, let us not therefore judge one another. Which means, let us not be the one that condemn one another. Because judgment is dealing with condemnation. It's condemning you to whatever you have done. A person go to court, they're being condemned to jail or prison for the crime that they committed. So he says, don't let us judge one another, which means you might not understand what God is doing in somebody else's life, and you might not understand what somebody else is going through for you to put your mouth on what they're dealing with. For instance, just because you go through things in life doesn't mean that the devil is always the one that's messing with your life. Sometimes things are happening because what a person is going through is because God is equipping them and preparing them for a specific work. Come here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. According to the scripture, these men was taken into slavery, and they were sold to Babylon because they got captured. Let me rephrase that. They got captured by King Nebuchadnezzar. And what happened is he brought them down into Babylon. And when he brings them to Babylon, he made a statue of himself because somebody came out of their mouth. Watch the stumbling block. Somebody came to him and said, why don't you make a statue unto you? And nobody can worship this at the sound of the trumpet, no other god or anything, but the statue of you, King Nebuchadnezzar. So King Nebuchadnezzar listened because it sounded good to him, because many times you're going to understand, some people know you, so they attack you off of what they know about you. They know how you react towards a certain situation. They know how you move with a certain situation. They know how to make you angry. They know how to cause you to be sad. They know how to make you hurt. And whenever somebody does that, watch this, you got to be careful, because that person is trying their best to create havoc in you, to cause you to second guess your living and the way you be. So they understood Nebuchadnezzar, how high-minded he is, and always he's self-centered and always about himself. So because these people wanted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego judged, they told him to do this. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the sound of the trumpet or the horn blew, they did not bow down and worship the image of King Nebuchadnezzar. What they did was they still worship and serve God the Father, because God said, I will not have no other God before me, and if you're going to worship me, don't worship no other God, but worship just him. So they bowed down and worship God. Watch this. So the people knew what they was going to do. They was Israelites, and they was from Jerusalem. They knew what they was going to do. So they actually literally created a problem, a stumbling block, an obstacle to stop them from doing their way of living, because they don't agree with the way they live. How many of you actually have people in your life or know somebody in your life can't stand the way you live, so they keep trying to twist your life around just to fit their well-being? And any two times somebody, excuse me, is trying to change the way you think, change the way you move, change the way you dress, change the way you act, That is a controlling mindset. And what they're doing is putting a stumbling block before you because something you might like and something you might want to do, they are stopping or they're breaking in pieces because you are the one that they are jealous of. And they're judging you because you don't look like what they thought you should be. And because of that reason there, they automatically begin to start beating you down, especially if they know you have a low self-esteem. And that's what God is trying to build up. But you also have an adversary that actually know that's an area that you need to be built up in. So he takes hold to that and he begin to entangle you or give you strongholds and begin to bind you up with your own insecurities about yourself. And so when they do, when that happens, you got to understand that that enemy is trying to trap you to hurt you because they don't like the fact of what's happening for you. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar called him and said, he got angry and said, "Let me, when I sound this trumpet or the horn, I want you to bow down and worship this image of me." And they turned around and they told him, they said, "If you do that," and I'm paraphrasing, "if you do that, then I'm not going to bow down and worship you because God told me don't have another God before me. So if I worship you, I'm dishonoring my God." And how many times you got to understand that them that want to put a stumbling block before you and are judging you, they are looking for you to mess up. Some people are in your life. They're monitoring spirits. They're monitoring people that watch everything you do just to know how to hurt or attack or try to pull you into the arena or the mindset that they want you in to cause you to react. And some of us got to understand, when people do that to you, you got to learn how to love them and still keep on living and don't let yourself get involved with them. That means if you know you get angry at what people do, change your mindset, change your atmosphere, change your scenery, change your placement, change the place of direction. Because you people that do that, you got to understand, why are you doing this? Ask that question to yourself. Why are you being a stumbling block? Why are you being a problem? Why are you hurting people? Why are you trying to bring this person into a place that they necessarily wouldn't be? You're taking them out of character. You're taking them out of a place of righteousness and a place of calmness and gentleness because you feel that you want to just destroy their life because they got something you desire. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he said, they told him, because he said, anybody that doesn't, this is what I left out, he was going to throw them into the furnace. And at his rage, at his anger, King Nebuchadnezzar, he was so angry at them that he took them, with, didn't even take their clothes off, and turned up the furnace more than it normally would be turned up. And they threw them into the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You got to understand that when your enemy wants you destroyed, God sometimes will allow them to go head on and try to destroy you because they put obstacles in your way. But God will use that obstacle and turn it around in your favor. You got to understand, God will use the fire that was created to kill you and incinerate you. It will kill your enemy and because you're loving them and you're treating them right. And you're not talking down on their name. You're not trying to make them look bad because they're making you look bad. You're not trying to get even. You're not trying to put a stumbling block before them. You're really genuine trying to make sure that person accomplish things in life and become the better that they can be because that's what your desire is for them. But their desire for you is not the same. So when they throw you in there, the people that threw you in will end up losing because God understands that if you try your best and you do what you've got to do and you don't try to get even, the Bible says it this way. Watch this. The Bible says that the battle is not mine, it's the Lord's. So you got to understand, what you're doing to me is not necessarily you doing it just to me. You're doing it to God. You're doing it to someone that is good. And some people love to say that don't believe in God will say that it's karma. Karma, however you want to put it, is going to hit the person that's placing the obstacle. You got to understand, you can't get away scot-free by treating and beating down people and hurting whoever you think you can. So when they did that, King Nebuchadnezzar goes to the fire and unto the furnace, and he looks and he says, didn't we not throw three in bound with their clothes? He said, why do I see a fourth walking in a fire? See, when you're going through something, Jesus is with you. Sometimes it might feel like he's not there because he's not touching you physically, because he's holding back what can crush you. So you got to learn how to deal with the little bit of fire and pressure you do feel, but he's not letting what could destroy you fall on you. He's not letting what could destroy you actually hurt you and harm you. So he's holding back some things. We got to understand that everybody that come in our life, that doesn't mean we should correct them, because many times we need them. You know how they talk about haters? You need haters at times. You don't need to push every hater away, because the hater is going to help you get where you need to be. But when you actually begin to start pushing people away that you say have done you wrong, and you don't know how to forgive them, you don't know how to support them, you're creating an atmosphere that God can't avenge you, because you are doing that to yourself, because you're beating yourself up. But woe unto them that bring offenses. Because if you bring an offense, you got to understand the Bible says it's better that you had put a milestone around your neck and be cast into the sea. So Jesus is in a fire with them. And as Jesus is in a fire with them, he commands, take them out. As they get out, they didn't have no stench or smell of smoke or fire. They was perfectly good, and he made them presidents in that land. Why? It's because when you get done going through the fire and you get through going through the battle and the storm, you will be able to know that I've been tried by the fire, but the fire didn't burn me up, but the fire made me fire. The fire made me and purified me to be able to accomplish and grow into a better, beautiful butterfly, because I was once a caterpillar, but now I'm a butterfly. But you got to understand something. Whenever they put offenses towards you, the offense, the stumbling block, the obstacle, use it as a means to strengthen yourself and not let it destroy you. So these people judge them, but when they judge them, the judgment that was rendered for them to die became a life and elevated them above their enemy. Watch this. Now, you don't need to think that you want to be above everybody. What you want to think is that God would deliver you and raise a standard against your enemy. But he cannot raise a standard if you don't know how to humble yourself with the standard. God showed me this the other day. He said, as you begin to increase, your money, it begins to increase. Your wealth begins to increase. Your resources begin to increase. He told me, you decrease as it increases. Now, when I talked to my wife about this, my wife understood it. But watch this. God never wants you to get bigger than your success, because your success can become your obstacle or your stumbling block, and can cause you to really fall away and begin to do things that's unseemly. Watch this. It'll make you start thinking like you're bigger than everybody and greater. No matter what you have, and no matter what you do, and no matter what you've been through, it don't make you better for someone. It just made you more equipped that you can help someone else that may not be able to take what you took. Remember this. You can become a stumbling block if you got too big for your own britches. You can become a stumbling block when you think that you have risen so good, until God has to do what he did with Nebuchadnezzar and bring him down while he's in the throne, just to let him understand that he is not a God, that he's not God, but he needs God to keep him how to be kept while he's in the seat of authority. Because nobody can be an authority or be in place, be anything great in this world, except the Lord put you there. That's why the Bible says that except the Lord build the house, the labor's in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, he that watcheth, watcheth it in vain. We got to be careful of how we move, because what we move by, we can end up becoming a problem for the next person that's watching us. Do you not know that you got people that watch, that is watching you, that is paying attention to your every move? And if you don't walk upright, no matter what they try to do to you, you got some people that might be angry at you right now. But if you keep the course and you stay on track, you're going to see that them same people, you will be able to start leading them, guiding them into the paths of righteousness or in truth. And when you lead them in the places of truth and righteousness, you will treat, they'll be able to be better to treat the next person as well as you treated them, like a domino effect. But if you also be a stumbling block, then you're going to cause people to fall, and you are guilty for their fall. No matter how happy you may feel, like they ain't nobody. Look at them. Look at them. They ain't even what they're supposed to be. Look at them. They messed up. Look at, this is what we're doing. Look at them. I told you they wouldn't be nothing. No, you can't say that they wasn't going to be nothing if you was the cause of them falling. If you possibly created that for them, well, they wouldn't have failed if I went, if they were strong enough. True. But watch this. They wouldn't have failed if you wouldn't have meddled. Come here, Samson. Samson put a riddle out, because Samson was going to be a eunuch. He had to be a eunuch from the time of birth. That means when his mother was pregnant, she couldn't drink wine. She couldn't do anything unclean, because he was going to be a eunuch. He was going to be set aside for God from the time of birth. God chose him to be a judge to the Philistines at that time, to be able to free Israel from bondage of the Philistines. Now watch this. So Samson, as he got older, he never wanted to marry and be with a woman that's of his own culture. So he looked upon the Philistines and seen a young lady, and he told his parents, I want her to be my wife. So they made it happen. They tried to change his mind. They tried to give him, look at the look among your own kinfolk, look among your own people, and see that there's a woman here that you might like. But they didn't understand that God was using this for him to be able to destroy the Philistine. So Samson turns around. Watch this. Samson turns around, and at the time of the wedding, he put a riddle out to the some men, because he had just killed a lion. And he ate honey out of his mouth. So Samson turns around. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. They couldn't understand the riddle. And it was said that they were supposed to go get X amount of coats and X amount of this. And whoever wins had to do, whoever loses had to do this. And so Samson, wife or wife-to-be at that time, the men paid her to tell them what it is, the riddle, the meaning of that riddle. So she went in and got the riddle from him, and he told her the riddle. She went back and told them. They told him. And then next thing you know, he went and did what he did, caught some foxes and all of that, and went and gave and said, if you wouldn't have meddled with my heifer, he was talking about his wife, if you would have never meddled with my wife, you wouldn't have been able to understand this riddle. You got to understand, if you are the one to create somebody to lose, then you are at fault, just like the person you say, look at them, look at them. I knew they couldn't make it. Because Samson turns around, took some foxes, tied their tails together, lit the fox's tail, and sent them through the Philistine's field. Because watch what happens. The Philistine father, the father of the woman that he married, took him and gave it to his best man. You better be careful of how you treat people, because the same people that you look down on and you put your hand in to cause them to fall doesn't mean they're going to be down forever. Because even when Delilah did what she did to Samson, they took him out, but didn't understand that his strength was not his hair, but his strength was the obedience of following God. And every time he obeyed God, because of his obedience, God began to move for him. So he took two posts, because his hair began to grow back, and God's anointing began to come back. Because the reason why he became weak is because he should have never told his secret. Some of us are telling people secrets that we have no business telling people, when we don't understand that these people ain't really for you. Everybody that is for you is going to applaud you, but not question you. It's people that are for you are going to put things in your place that teach you how to win and not lose. I pray this makes sense. Some obstacles that we face is what we have told someone, and we are at fault when we got weak, but it is worse off for the one that caused us to get weak. So Samson killed more Philistines in one day than he did his entire life. So we got to understand something. Let us not judge one another anymore, but judge this rather. Though no man put a stumbling block, that no man put an offense, that no man puts this between odd between us. We got to learn how to treat one another and stop being the reason why other people fall. If you don't know how they got it, learn how to get in your own shoes and get what's yours. My biggest stumbling block would have been, I love Bishop Noel Jones. I used to love him. I loved the way he preached. I loved the way he spoke his words. And I said, I'm going to be just like Bishop Noel Jones. And it came to me, and God spoke to me as clear as I'm talking to you. He said, you don't know what it took for him to be, basically walk in your own shoes, because you don't know what it took for him to walk in his shoes. You don't know the pitfalls he have had. But you got to understand something. Everybody downfall doesn't look the same. But what is the same is every hater and every person that want to be offensive and be a stumbling block. Listen, I'm going to stop right here until next time. Listen, I love you. God bless you. This is Unity Talks on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Apostle Pharaoh. Until next time, God bless you.
You're listening to Unity Talks with Apostle Pharaoh, only on LA Talk Radio.